It's Friday, the 23rd of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. The Competition Commission has approved the merger between Dundee Precious Metals Tsumeb Holdings and China Sinomine Resource Group, provided there are no retrenchments of Namibian employees for 3 years. The companies must also maintain a minimum ratio of 92% local employees to those of foreign nationality, the Commission's spokesperson Dina Glova says.
The second condition, the merged undertaking shall ensure compliance with the mining license issued by the Ministry of Mines and Energy. Further notification is any member of the acquiring group desirous of acquiring an interest in a company which is the holder of an exclusive prospecting license or mining license and the proposed transaction falls below the merger notification thresholds shall notify the Commission of the transaction.
At the Oil and Gas Conference, a panel underscored the need for balancing transparency with natural resource management. They highlighted establishing government structures, ensuring information access, and engaging stakeholders. The discussion also focused on conflict resolution, adaptive management, international standards, environmental sustainability, as well as the importance of public awareness and education. Graham Hopwood, the executive director at the Institute for Public Policy Research.
So we're basically saying, you know, one of the keys to making sure that these benefits do flow is transparency, that we just need to be very transparent about the way that the industry is managed.
South Africa's cabinet is urging men to sign President Cyril Ramaphosa's pledge against gender-based violence. This call to action is part of government's ongoing efforts to address and eradicate gender-based violence and femicide. Briefing the media, Minister in the Presidency, Nkubutso Ntshavheni, calls on men to foster a culture of respect and accountability, urging them to actively support initiatives to end violence against women and children.
By signing the virtual pledge at www.stateofthenation.gov.za/NGBVF. Men commit to be part of the solution by maintaining positive behavior and attitudes and to take responsibility for their actions to treat women with dignity.
United Nations humanitarians reiterated their calls for an urgent ceasefire in Gaza. International NGO Save the Children's representative told a special UN Security Council meeting that the polio outbreak in the region is going to have devastating consequences for the children there if something is not done soon. Corresponding for us is Jody Jacobs from New York, where the UN is headquartered.
Heads up the International NGO Save the Children told the meeting that the repeated obstruction of humanitarian assistance persists and that a team has been waiting for life-saving medicines for 4 months.
Unless preventative action is taken immediately, this polio outbreak will not only be a disaster for children in Gaza, but may substantially set back global eradication efforts.
The UN says its collective capacities to manage or resolve the crisis has now stretched beyond their limits. Jody Jacobs, New York.
And finally, a 2,492-carat diamond, the second largest ever found, has been discovered at the Karowe mine in Botswana, operated by Canadian firm Lucara Diamond. The BBC reports that this remarkable find surpasses Botswana's previous record and is the biggest since the 3,106-carat Cullinan diamond found in South Africa in 1905. Botswana, a leading global diamond producer, continues to make significant contributions to the industry, accounting for about 20% of global production. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.